Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipWorks, helping you ship more in less time. An important part of being a successful entrepreneur is learning to do tough things first. Putting things in order can be hard. Ray Zinn literally wrote the book on that. It's called Tough Things First. He's the founder of Micro Corporation and Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO of its most consistently profitable company. He's here now with his top 10 tips for running your business on eBay. Ray, entrepreneurs tend to be passionate about their business. Is that quality crucial for success?
Absolutely. That's what drives the business, is really the passionate CEO, or the passionate entrepreneur. I can't think of anything that's more important than having a passion for what you do, because otherwise you get discouraged.
You know, Ray, a lot of eBay sellers started out, selling things from their kids' clothes from the garage, all right? I call them accidental entrepreneurs. And then through the years, they learn how to, what entrepreneurialism is all about, the risk-taking, everything else. And I'm always amazed that these little tiny companies, these little tiny businesses that sell on eBay can also have this entrepreneurial spirit. But every now and then, it's so easy to get discouraged. How can an entrepreneur keep from getting discouraged?
You have to believe in yourself. I think that's the key, is to having that inner drive. You know, when all that noise around you is trying to discourage you, and the reports you're getting back and the results of your sales are not as good as you need or want. You just have to stay with the program. You have to be able to continue driving yourself, being convinced that behind every dark cloud is a shining sun. And just believe that things will get better. But if you look at every day as being the bleakest, worst time in your life, you know, ultimately you get discouraged and you throw in the towel. And you just can't do that as a budding entrepreneur.
You can't throw in the towel. We got to keep that towel with us, Griff.
Yeah,
got to hold on to that.
Always
that towel.
Don't forget to take a towel.
Exactly. Yeah. So persistence is real important.
Yes, Walter Emerson said, that which we persist in doing becomes better. Not that the nature of the task changes, but our ability to perform it becomes better. And so just sticking with it until it sticks to you, that's the key.
What did you do before you were an entrepreneur?
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur. I mean, all of us, even you that are interviewing me today, are all entrepreneurs. We do, we have a contract with our employer. We have an agreement to perform a certain task, and we negotiate that, and we work hard to perform it. So we're all entrepreneurs, whether we are actually running our own business or whether we're working for another company. So the key here is to believe that you are an entrepreneur, even if you're working for someone, because what you're doing is you're negotiating with whomever, whether it be a customer that you're selling your product to or whether it's your employer. You're negotiating with them to provide a quality service.
You know, I'm so glad to hear you say that. I've always thought that in the back of my mind. I thought, well, this guy is going to take up 8 or 9 years of my life. I'm going to be working for him. You kind of reframe it in that way. Well,
we're all entrepreneurs, every one of us.
Yep. So what do you mean by learning to do the tough things first?
The key to being able to get more out of your day is to get rid of all those things that you tend to want to procrastinate. So if you get up first thing in the morning, make that list of things you don't want to do. Maybe it's replying back to a nasty customer or to have to take a big return or whatever. If you handle it quickly, because anything we do that we don't like doing, we tend to get it out of our way. So if you do it first thing, you'll increase your efficiency by 20%. It's called eating the ugly frog first. And so the what you want to do is just make that list of 3 or 4 items that you just, I just don't want to do that today. Get those out of the way. When they get out of the way, then you get into all the fun stuff, marketing your product, coming up with new ideas, maybe look at the pricing, and just, find ways to really keep yourself excited about what you're doing. So getting rid of those tough things first thing makes the rest of the day just such a bright and smiley and fun time.
We have a lot of eBay sellers who, I will ask them, what's your favorite part and what's your least favorite part of selling on eBay, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they usually say something like, they either say, I love to list. I just enjoy sitting down and listing, and I have my little cup of tea. And then others say, I like the product sourcing. And sometimes, I want you to speak to this, sometimes people who say, for instance, I love the product sourcing, so they, what do? Ray, they go out every day and they product source and nothing gets listed.
You're talking to me.
So we have people who call up and say, oh my God, I've got this inventory. Now both of my guest rooms are filled with inventory. What do I do? So what you said about doing the things we don't like first is so important. Also, Griff, you have it hanging over you all day if you don't do it.
That's true.
Oh God, I gotta do this or I've gotta do that. Might as well get it done in the morning.
Well, you know, it's fun to go out and source the stuff that's a great idea. That's a great product. I think I'll throw it into my line and then you get it and you say, no, now I got to market it. Now I got to get it out of my bedroom or out of my family room. And they sit there, oh, what am I going to do? And then they say, okay, well, I'm not going to deal with that right now. I'm going to put it off. And if they do, it's just going to pile up on them. That inventory is going to grow. The wife or the husband is going to get angry, you know, and then what have you got? You just got a mess on your hands. So get the inventory moved, get it into the customer's hands, get it listed, get it marketed, get it out there, and clear out that bedroom or that family room, and you'll be the happier.
And scheduling is important, isn't it, Ray? I mean, if you schedule yourself every day, you're going to do the things you don't like early in the morning, and then you'll list some, and then you can go out product sourcing or shopping until you drop.
Yeah, if you don't plan to win, you plan to lose, okay? So planning to win means listing those things that's going to help you become successful. So, you know, don't think about what's causing you problems, what's causing you to fail. Think of the thing, okay, what do I got to do to win? What are the 10 things I've got to do today to get that product moving, to get that out there in the hands of my customers? And I know it's not the fun stuff, but that's what you need to do.
Some people, when they run into a problem or a challenge, they're either Butterfly McQueens, you know.
Again, are you talking to me?
They're either Butterfly McQueens or they just, you know, say, oh, God, I don't, you know. This is a problem. This is awful. And they're screaming and yelling and they're doing whatever and they're feeling awful and it's a problem. As a notorious contrarian, how do you view problems?
Well, you know, you're a problem solver, not a problem creator. And so if you look at a problem as an opportunity to succeed, look how much more definite you'll be in solving that rather than saying, oh, I've got this huge mess on my hands. I got this customer wants to return this big, costly item for me. And now what am I going to do? It's how am I going to get rid of that? And you're dwelling on the negative. Look at the positives. Okay. How do I turn this customer around? How do I get him so he's happy with that product? And so look at a problem as an opportunity, not as your death sentence, as you would.
It's hard for some people. It depends on how you were raised, too, a lot of times. If you were raised in a home where your mother or father goes nuts every time there's a problem, that's the way they're going to react to it. I tell my entire team, don't come to me with problems. Come to me with a way to solve the challenge.
Exactly.
By the time you hit my desk or my phone, I would like to know how you're going to solve it.
I tell people, and I know this is going to sound funny to your eBay listeners, but, you know, I tell people pray for problems. And they say, why? They're going to come to me anyway. I'm going to get problems whether I pray for them or not. I said, no, if you pray for problems, that means you're thinking about it. You want them. Because if you don't have a problem, you don't have a life. And so I look at life as being a series of problem-solving opportunities. That's why I look at life.
Well, boy, you know my life.
He's strumming my pain with his fingers.
So how do you feel about buyer reviews?
They're extremely important. I know that, I have my book, Tough Things First, listed on Amazon, and I go and look at that daily to see how many five stars I get. And I know they're your competitor, but I mean, I go, because that's where my book is listed right now. And I'd look, and those reviews are extremely important to me. And if I see one that's not, I look at that review very carefully, find out, you know, what they didn't like about the product, and then I come up with a way to solve it. And if I can get to that customer, I'll try to, you know, help them. I try to get them to turn around. Maybe you could rewrite that review and make it a better, outcome for both of us. So, you know, they're very important, I think.
Griff, on Ray's Facebook page,
yeah.
I follow him on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and he and I have gotten into a couple of little, not arguments, but just little issues that we maybe don't agree totally on, or maybe he misunderstood. I never misunderstand.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Ray, you're arguing with Lee? We need to talk.
Well, you know,
you
Lee,
should contact me.
I love Lee. I love Lee. I love to get her comments. And, you know, listen, you know, we can disagree but not have a disagreement.
Okay? Exactly.
And I love Lee's comments. I do. By the way, I respond to all your comments, Lee. And I try to at least understand where you're coming from, and hopefully maybe if it's a misunderstanding on my part, that I will try to clarify that.
And it usually is.
Oh, we kissed and made up. That's perfect.
Hi, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Coming up,
soon.
Your calls, 888-723-4630 on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.